So as an economist and as a professor, she had great success. But as a U.S. Senate candidate, she certainly made got a lot of attention with this remark.
There is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. Nobody. You built a factory out there. Good for you. But I want to be clear. You moved your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for. Yep. You hired workers the rest of us paid to educate.
It's Elizabeth Warren who characterizes there the relationship between business and government in a way that went viral on the internet. Elizabeth Warren joins us now, attorney, law professor, running for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts, formerly the overseer, the official overseer of the TARP program, which bailed out banks in the U.S. and around the world after the financial meltdown. Candidate, Elizabeth Warren, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me this morning.
What do you think explains the attention that remark that if you built a factory, good for you, you moved your goods on roads we all paid for, you hired workers we all educated. What do you think is the reason for that going so viral?
Well, you know, I think it's actually the third part of it. You got the first two parts, but for me at least, it's the third part. And it says, if you did that, good for you. You had lots of energy. You had a great idea. You worked hard. That's wonderful. Keep a big hunk of the profits. But you also have to help invest in those roads and those bridges and in education. So the next kid who comes along and has a great idea and wants to work hard can do the same thing. It's really about the notion that we have to create and continue to create the conditions that permit us to have good ideas, to get out there and turn them into something that makes us all richer. But we do it together. We don't do it alone.
Is it a false dichotomy to say that government is somehow opposed to the operation of the market and capitalism?
You know, I think that actually gets it exactly backwards about what's going on. There are certain things only government can do or do well. Government is the one that's good at making sure that everybody gets an education, at building roads and bridges, at making sure we have water pipes, and when we turn on the water, we have clean water. In other words, creating the conditions so that all of us, if we get out there, we work hard, we play by the rules, we have a chance at some security, at some prosperity, and for some of us, some real wealth. It's about creating the right conditions. And I think in that sense, government is actually very pro-business. But it's pro-business not in terms of the old businesses, you know, giving special tax breaks to oil companies or drug companies, those that are already powerful. They aren't the startups that are going to create the jobs. This is really about creating the conditions so that all of us have a chance to grow something new. And I think that's what government does best.
It's Elizabeth Warren. We've spoken with her on a number of occasions, and you've probably seen her on a number of occasions in public talking about overseeing the financial system, talking about her writings when she was at Harvard University, and talking about her oversight of the TARP program, the bank bailout program. But she's now running for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts. And I got to ask you this morning, what's the priority of the war on terror in your view? You may be actually in a position, if you are elected to the U.S. Senate, to be briefed on the kind of operation that took place this morning, apparently, in Yemen.
Well, you know, that is the other half of what government does. It keeps us safe. And what that means in the world right now is that we have to be aggressive in the war on terror. And we have a lot of tools for being able to do that. We have intelligence. We have our homeland security. We have our military forces. We have our domestic police forces. You know, it's been a decade since 9/11, and they've worked surprisingly well together to keep us safe. And we've done a lot to disrupt the terrorist organizations and networks over the past few years. So it obviously has to remain a very high priority for us.
Do you think the federal government, in your view, has a good balance of its approach and investment in defense and security and its approach and investment in the U.S. economy and jobs?
Well, look, I'm somebody who believes we are in a jobs emergency, and we need to make a much bigger investment right now in jobs and in the domestic economy. And we are winding out of two wars. We're bringing our troops home, not not fast enough for me. And that should be a time to reallocate our resources, to think about how it is as a country we spend our money. We're at a different point now than we were 10 years ago.
Elizabeth Warren, you said something in that audio clip that I played. I'm just going to quote it now. Part of the social contract, you say, is that you, meaning business people, take a hunk of their profits and pay forward for the next kid who comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that many folks, possibly on the Republican side of the aisle or people associated with business success, talk a lot about saddling the next kid who comes along with debt and deficits, but doesn't talk much about this paying forward idea?
You know, I don't know. I genuinely don't. But I'll tell you this. There's been a lot of energy around this. As you said, the video went viral. I meet people on the streets who say, yeah, you know, that's right. People have been coming. I have a website, ElizabethWarren.com. People have been coming to the website and saying, I want to be part of that because that's the America I believe in. It's an America that's about opportunity. It's an America that's about our shared responsibilities and the recognition. We get richer together, and we do it when we've got good policies in place.
And that video that I referred to yesterday had 594,652 hits. I gather you hope most of those are from Massachusetts. Probably not the case.
I certainly do.
Are you qualified to be a senator, Elizabeth Warren?
I'm sorry?
Are you qualified to be a U.S. senator, Elizabeth Warren?
You know, I think so. I'm learning as I go along. I recognize I'm a novice to this notion of running for office. I only declared a little over 2 weeks ago. But I'm out there every day talking to people in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, asking for their advice, asking what's going on, telling them what I stood for, what I stand for, what I've worked on. And I think that's how I think that's the right way to become a U.S. senator.
All right.
So that's what I'm doing.
And if one of your constituents says, or a potential constituent says, I don't want to pay this $5 monthly fee on debit cards of Bank of America, you say what before we go?
Well, I would say, you know, as between a fee you can't see and a fee you can see, you might want to go with the fee you can see, because then at least you've got a chance to shop around and maybe find somebody who doesn't charge it.
Elizabeth Warren, that's our conversation. She's running for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts. You know her as an economist and as an overseer of the government bailout program for the banks.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.